This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sillifant. And Craig, December is almost here, which means Christmas movie season. And today, we're looking at A Christmas Story Christmas.
Ralphie, promise me we're going to make this a wonderful Christmas. That would make your father so happy.
I promise.
What had I done? And now it was all up to me?
I suggest you start drinking and don't stop till New Year's.
Craig, you've seen the movie. What'd you think?
Overall, I kind of liked it. Yeah, December 1st, that's my, cutoff day for, now you can start watching Christmas stuff, though I did cheat and watch this one a bit early. Obviously, it's a sequel to the original 1983 A Christmas Story, which is my second favorite Christmas movie after It's a Wonderful Life. But it's actually, I know a lot of people love this movie, and a lot of people hate this movie. Have you seen it, JB? What do you think?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's a different movie, right? It's not for everyone. It's funny. I got some laughs out of it, so it's right up my alley.
Yeah, so obviously in that movie you've got little Ralphie Parker who wants to get a BB gun for Christmas, and he's trying to figure out all these ways to convince his parents to buy it, but you know they think he'll shoot his eye out. And then it's sort of this recollection of 1940s Christmas, but just like Christmas nostalgia in general. You don't have to have been raised in the 1940s to get something out of it. So now we fast forward to the 70s, and Ralphie is grown up, and he's got his own family, and he comes back to his hometown, to his original house, and the neat thing about this is it's all the original people that played it, played the characters in the original movie. So obviously Ralphie, is the same guy, but also every little character that was a little kid in the first movie, and I'm sure many of those people aren't even actors anymore. They probably are real estate agents in Tucson or something. But they've got pretty much everybody back except for Darren McGavin, who plays the old man who passed away in 2006. But he sort of factors into the story anyway and Ralphie's remembrance of him. So I think the movie really succeeds when it kind of does its own thing. And it sort of stumbles a little bit when it tries to lean too heavily on flashing back to that old movie. But overall, I was sort of pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to say it's I probably won't watch it every year or anything, but I might watch it every few years at Christmas. I actually enjoyed it.
And there's a new movie coming called Cocaine Bear. Explain that one.
Some movie titles just cry out, "You will watch me. You have no choice. You must watch me." And Cocaine Bear is such a title. So, spoiler alert, it's about a bear on cocaine. But the funny part of this is it's apparently based on a true story, which is right splashed across the front of the poster, inspired by true events. So, he was apparently a real-life black bear that in 1985 stumbled upon a large bag filled with pounds and pounds of cocaine. And then he consumed it all. So it's been turned into a film. Elizabeth Banks, of all people, directed it. Now, this isn't we've talked about some of these kind of weird movies like the Winnie the Pooh one and stuff that are going to be very B-movie aesthetics. This has Kerry Russell, Alden Ehrenreich, O'Shea Jackson, who's Ice Cube's son, Ray Liotta in one of his final screen performances. So, it's not, they didn't just kind of go grab a few people off the street to shoot this. But it just, I guess, after he takes all this cocaine, he's a 500-pound apex predator that goes on a coke-fueled rampage for blow and blood. So it's scheduled to open in February next year. There's no trailer yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So, we'll see what kind of sequel potential this creates. Once you open up a Sharknado, sometimes you can't put it back in the box, right?
He's our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sillifant. Craig, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.
Cheers.